When we wish to express our love to someone near and dear to us, we say, I love you. Those three little words are so very easy to say. They convey our love, but they do not show how much we love someone. When we want to show our loved ones just how much we love them, we make our love evident by our actions. We show them, not just tell them. We prove our love by the things we do. For example, like being loyal, like being faithful to them. In the exact same way, it's not enough to say to God, I love you. And some people say, I love you, Lord. But God expects much more from us than mere lip service and mere sentiments. God's deeper than that. God is more real. The religious leaders in Jesus' day did a lot of religious things like praying, going to church services. But Jesus told them that they entirely missed the point. They did not understand the concept of the love of God. They were going about it the wrong way. In Luke 11:42, Jesus said, Woe unto you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and you pass over the judgment and the love of God. These ought you to have done. Sure, there are things to do. But don't leave the other undone, Jesus said. What did Jesus mean when he told the Pharisees that they bypassed the love of God? Jesus told them in John 5:42, But I know you. You do not have the love of God in you. God is our maker. He has already shown His love to us by creating us and sending His Son, Jesus Christ, so that we might have salvation, so that we might have eternal life with Him in the family of God. That's the plan of God. But in return, you and I, my friends, we are obligated to show our love to Him. We are obligated to show our love to God. How can we prove to God that we love Him? How can we prove our love to God Almighty? We prove our love to God by the things that we do. Not our words, but by the actions that we take. Just like we confirm our love to our family and our close friends by the way we behave, and the way we act, and the things that we do. Jesus said it so clearly. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. Jesus says that in Matthew 22, beginning in verse 37. When Jesus said to love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, that goes much further than just mere words. That is getting down to exactly who and what we are. Do we love God with the core of our being? If so, we will show God by the way we live that we love Him. Jesus made it absolutely clear that loving God is not an option, but it's a definite requirement. He even calls it a great commandment. God commanded us to love Him. Jesus says that loving God is something that we must do, something that we have to do. He calls it a great commandment. In today's world, it has become a fearful thing to speak about God and His commandments. A commandment is something that God says we must do. How can a sincere person begin to show God that they truly love Him? How do we go about it? Why did God give us the Ten Commandments? Why did He give them to us in the first place? What's their purpose? What is the purpose? Are they to make our lives miserable? That's what a lot of people think. Some people have been wrongly taught that the Ten Commandments are a heavy burden. They restrict our right to happiness. They keep us from enjoying life. My friends, nothing could be further from the truth. Our politicians and lawmakers want the Ten Commandments removed from our schools, from our courthouses, from our public buildings, because they do not want to recognize God and they do not want to yield to God's supreme laws. But you know what? In the absence of God's laws, there is anarchy. Our leaders, and our lawmakers, and our judges, and the courts are not willing to admit that God gave us the Ten Commandments for the very purpose of bringing peace and order into our lives and into society itself. Did you know that the Bible spells out exactly how we are to love God? The answer may come as a surprise to you, but this is how the Bible defines the love of God. We read about this in 1 John 5:2. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. God tells us in that particular scripture that the very first way that we show our love to Him is by keeping His law of love, the Ten Commandments, especially as they apply to other people. Our Father is a loving God who wants only the very best for you and for me, for each and every one of us. His commandments help us. His commandments help us and protect us. You might not want to believe it, but it is Satan who promotes the false concept that the Ten Commandments have been done away with so that they need not be kept anymore. Satan would have us do away with the law of God. Do some people really believe that? Is it okay to murder? Is it okay to lie or to steal and to cheat? No. That's what ruins society. That's what destroys relationship. God's way of life brings happiness and order to our families, to our friends, our society, and to us. Try to imagine, my friends, what would society be like without God's laws? It would be total chaos. There would be no hope. There would only be fear. Only the mighty would survive. Now, there is a branch of philosophy that teaches, you know, survival of the fittest. That's what they want. The big guys, the bad guys, the ones with the weapons, those would be the ones that would survive if we got rid of all law. All law is based on God's Ten Commandments, and God's love is the keeping of the commandments. That's what God says. In fact, every good law that man has ever devised is based on the Ten Commandments, the Ten Laws of Love. That's exactly what they are. Why is that? Let's read the answer from the Bible. It says in Romans 13, and verse 10, love works no harm to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. He's speaking about the Ten Commandments. When we don't kill our neighbor, when we don't steal from him, when we don't hurt him, when we don't take his wife, when we don't lie to him, we begin to have a peaceful community and right relationships that can prosper. Obeying the Ten Commandments and practicing godly love towards each other is one in the same thing. They are the exact same thing. Now, perhaps you thought, oh, I love God by kneeling in a dark church and whispering some prayers. My friends, God says the love of God begins with our neighbor. We love Jesus Christ when we love our neighbor. We love God when we keep His law, when we keep His commandments. And they are good. They are not too heavy of a burden. Obeying the Ten Commandments and practicing godly love toward one another is the exact same thing. That is how we can know for sure if our ways are pleasing to God or not. Have you wondered, does God love you? Have you wondered, do you love God? Murdering, lying, stealing hurts others. That is why those things are not pleasing to God. God does not want us to hurt one another. All of our interactions with our fellow man must be in accordance with the laws of God. The Ten Commandments define the love that is the foundation of godly relationships, lasting relationships, real relationships, the kind that we need and the kind that we want. Let's keep in mind that false religion always goes contrary to the Word of God, contrary to what it says in the Bible. Why do some people say that all we have to do is believe on the name of Jesus, or all that we have to do is call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved? That's because they don't want to read their scriptures that define what the love of God is. They want to take the easy route, just like the Pharisees of Jesus Christ's day. They did not have the love of God, and Jesus told them so. Those who say all we have to do is believe on the name of Jesus, they quote Acts chapter 2 and verse 21 and Acts 4 verse 12, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Believing in the name or authority of Jesus Christ means that we are obedient to Him and following His instructions in how to care and serve our fellow man. When we say, I believe in Jesus, we're not saying, I believe only in the historical reality of a man on this earth in Palestine some 2,000 years ago. I believe in Jesus. That's not what it means at all. Jesus Christ had standards, very high standards. He never broke them. He never sinned. Read it for yourself in the Scriptures. He had principles. He had morality. He taught us the love of God. He taught us how to come to God. We do it primarily by loving one another, serving one another. Now, my friends, love is not something that takes place in the back of a 57 Chevy. We grow up with misconceptions of love. The love of God is that we follow His way, that we walk in the steps of Jesus Christ, that we keep His commandments. That's the law of God. We would have a world at peace if all mankind followed the way of God, the way of Jesus Christ. That's believing on Jesus Christ. 1 John 3 and verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren, that we are to do absolutely everything to love our brother, to save our brother from sin, to turn him around, to help him, to put him on the straight and narrow. One of the first lies in the Bible was told by Cain. He said, am I my brother's keeper? Indicating that, you know, it wasn't his job to take care of Abel. Yes, he wasn't supposed to kill Abel. He was his brother's keeper. And we today are our brother's keeper. We are to love one another. That's what laying our lives down means. When we see a brother or a sister in need going the wrong way, we turn them around. We help to save them. Continuing in 1 John 3 and verse 17, but whosoever has this world's good, and he sees his brother have need, and he shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? Can't be said any better. We show the love of God by extending our compassion to others. In 1 John 3 and verse 23, we read, and this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Those who say just believe on the name of the Lord, they don't read 1 John 3:23, where it says His commandment has to do with loving one another. He gave us a commandment to do that. How then do we love one another as Jesus gave us commandment? Jesus Christ accepts each and every act of love toward our fellow man as an act of love directed to him personally. Notice these words of Jesus about those who served, those who clothed and fed and cared for someone in need. This is in Matthew 25 and verse 40. Truly I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of these, the least of my brethren, you've done it to me. Jesus Christ takes it personally. Believing is not enough. There is a doing. There's a performing. The love of God is tied inextricably to our love for one another. Listen to these words from the beloved Apostle John. He that says, I know Him, I know Jesus, and keeps not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Do we believe that? But whosoever keeps His word, that means they are obedient to the law of God, in him truly is the love of God perfected. In Matthew 19:17, if you wish to enter into eternal life, keep the commandments. Keep the law of God. Now, we know how God loved us. He died for us. He gave us life. He created the universe for us. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another.